All right, so I just got out of before midnight. I'm atop a parking structure and it's a little windy, so pardon me if the wind ends up ruining this recording. That was a very, very cool movie. I think the three before movies in general, Before Sunset and Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, and Before Midnight, that's very interesting. You get to see not only the actors grow as actors, but also as people, and then the same with the director as well, Richard Linklater. Just the way that he does things from a technical standpoint and the choices that he makes are all very interesting as you track them through the three movies, about 9 years apart each movie. So it's very cool, and I feel like this is the first time that, Julie Delpy did a really good job of playing a character. Ethan Hawke, they bring so much of themselves into the role that I think it's hard to separate that from the performance or from the character that they're playing. But I feel like this is the first time that Ethan Hawke really feels like he's playing the character of Jesse rather than just kind of going with the flow and being himself. But it is really kind of a testament to how much they bring to the character with the long takes that are accomplished in the movie, and the fact that these conversations just feel so ridiculously natural. And it would be interesting to see what a script from the movie is actually like, if there is even one that exists. But I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I really want to say about it. It was a very interesting crowd to see it with, the people that came to see it. Very respective, and they pick up on the humor of the show, which I don't feel a lot of people would if they really sat down and watched this for the first time. They'd kind of be like, why are people laughing at these points? And the only other thing, I got another 40 seconds here. That's right. Basically, all three of these movies are like an hour and 20 minutes to an hour and 40 minutes of just pure characters talking with each other. And as somebody who originally was into film for the flair, I'm kind of amazed by the fact that I really, really enjoyed an almost two-hour movie that is basically nothing but spending time with characters and them talking. So, anyway, those are my thoughts. I'll talk to you guys later.